Okay. Well, I'm out here. The wind's blowing. So I don't know how good this thing's going to pick up at all. Here we are. Blister cum wort. I don't even want to know what kind of a snake I have here. Regardless. Gonna walk a little bit. I ate too much. I had a coupon for a free Whopper with fries and a drink, so I got that. And I went to the Chinese grocery and decided that I have really no interest in Chinese things. I remember what Brenna brought back from her time in China, and I guess it was all right, but not anything I was particularly interested in doing again. That's what this place was full of, stuff like that, so not really very interesting. There's a fence up here. Put in by somebody. Kind of want to see what it connects to. Walking across some abandoned land. A little chunk of it's bought and paid for mine. Anyway, Lisa's pretty distraught. We're just kind of comparing notes and trying to figure out where Sam stands on a lot of things. He seems to be doing less and less of the service that he kind of committed to. And that's kind of sad. I guess I said the thing that triggered it, which was, you know what? I sure am paying a lot to support this guy on this mission, and he doesn't seem to be doing very much. Really want him to get back to serving in the temple again. That would be very, very nice, I think. Anyway, yeah, it's a sunset here. It's supposed to be a clear night. Looks good. Really hasn't been much of a moon lately. It was the full moon not too long ago, but I think the moon is up during the day lately, as opposed to being up at night. So that's kind of the game you end up playing. I see some snakes that have been put in, but they don't look very new, so I don't know exactly what they're about. Some T-posts have been driven into the ground. It might mark some corners. It might a whole acre of land. I forget how big an acre of land really can be. Anyway, so my fence only serves an acre point. point for my for the blister. So this one's more rectangle, or maybe this better. I think it's more rectangle. Anyway. Okay. One forgets how bearings are here. This person might have put up 2 acres because this seems kind of wide. Have 5 acres over in Lubbock tied to our house, and that's a pretty hefty little chunk of land. It's interesting these days. Yeah, they actually put down a survey marker. Anyway, I'm not too far from, so okay, there's this, I never really looked down on my setup from this distance before. Drive into it this way. This is pretty high up here. And it looks like you could take kind of a beeline. Anyway. That's really where the flat, they kind of marked off the flattest section available, and you can see a lot of kind of long places up here, which is why I'm glad for my place, which is kind of in kind of a gully. Because it really blocks everybody's view, except for my nearest neighbor. But here's another good marker, PLS 5211. They put up a T-post right next to it. time to come out here and survey it. That's good. One wonders if they were able to acquire a good chunk, or only acquired an acre, because it seems like a whole lot more than an acre. Maybe four, maybe six. There's the other property. Certainly neighbors. Something like that. I hitch up on the back of my recording so I can figure out what his name is, because I'm sure he used to have a piece of curriculum in the past. Just forgot. It just really didn't end up being a thing. You know? We don't interact. I'm usually gone way before sunrise. And I often come back late, especially if it's temple night. The big question is, when I get here, is it going to line up with his land? Over here. Is there another marker here? There sure is. Huh. I get the impression that people have built not knowing where things were. But that's bound to happen. I'm not sure where my stuff is. Some GPS things when I started, and I don't think they even gave me quarters. I think they gave me probably a center point. I hope so. That's kind of what I did bearings off of. I haven't moved too far from the middle. Okay, right here looks like where they considered their boundary line to be. I've always wondered if my property is off, you know? And I actually put up the blister in the wrong place, and it's not actually on my land. I've often wondered that. But in the plat, it's a rectangle. It's about twice as long as it is wide. And, we'll just have to, I don't think I'm ever going to get around to figuring out where my boundaries are. It's not really a something that I am particularly, apt to care about. Honestly. So, I'm making my way back here slowly. I seem to recall some other people put up some stakes. They were pretty close to me. But it seems like those have gone away. I don't see them. It's funny, because, I mean, they had just recently been put up. Somebody had driven some stakes, probably saying that they were selling this parcel. Here it is. Here's one of them right here. And I mean, spitting distance. I would almost have to say, boy, if somebody came and just got rid of it. Wasn't me. Anyway, might be somewhere near here. You have to be careful with cows. Cows come and rub up against something they think they can rub up against, and then it breaks on them, and they go, well, that didn't work. So you gotta put something pretty sturdy so the cows don't tear it up. There's supposed to be a road here, Nieto Street, which is the actual, which my property actually has frontage on. There's 1 acre of land on either side of me. Then there's another road next to the fence. And the fence is right over there. And so, yeah. I'm not exactly sure where I stand. I'm probably pretty close to a corner of my land, if I'm still on it. But you don't see anybody just killing themselves saying, oh, you're on my land, get off my land. I don't think I know if I could. It's like, I don't know if I can. I could have a few weeks ago, before we got the blister wart back up, but I don't think I could do it again. It takes some work. It takes some work. So here we are. Oh. I don't think I did. I wasn't chugging very hard. I'm just walking around. I feel for Lisa, my wonderful Lisa Jane, who has, over the years, worked very, very hard to try to get thinner. And it's not working very well, and it doesn't make you feel good that there's these ads where it says, you know, this person worked for 3 or 4 months walking and controlling their diet, and they went from just this blob to being all gorgeous. And Lisa just hasn't done that. And I think it has a lot to do with you know, different bodies, different body chemistries. And I don't think it's really something that she's styled for, honestly. Well, anyway, I should go ahead and stop this recording. And I really need to take a shower. I guess I can record and take my shower. It's not like it's illegal or anything. You guys can't see me. As I get quasi naked, maybe I'll just do it. Maybe I'll just do it. Because I usually shower And then I go and put on a new pair of garments and go to bed. Of course, I may lay there and read. Right now I'm reading Percy Jackson. And I never had read the first Percy Jackson book, The Lightning Thief, until I just started just in the last couple of weeks, and the only understanding I had of it was from the movie, which I'm sorry is so far they don't bear much resemblance to each other at all. Not that I'm unhappy with the movie. It just shows how creative people can be when they have the germ of a story. They have to pay for that germ of the story as if it's worth, you know, it's worth every penny to put it to use. And you go, you guys could have come up with your own story for all the difference you made trying not even using but maybe a few aspects of the book and not following it very much. Anyway, you know, it's that's kind of the price you pay. And I think every writer on some level has been very upset about how about the film adaptation and how it didn't remain true to the book at all. I've got to pee here for a second. The sun's actually down now, but we've got twilight going on. And just let you know how dusty this place is to see this. You can tell it's not a cloud. It's just dust thrown up into the air. Los Lunas and Belen get it pretty good. Los Lunas especially. There's this little section along I-25. Just north of Los Lunas, that is just, it seems to be a constant sandstorm. At least every time I have driven by there, it's that way. Honestly, lately I've been going the back ways. And that works better. That works better. And I've gotten some, I don't know if they're really good discounts. I don't think they really are going to end up being very good discounts. Probably requires too much work. But I've got them at Speedway fuel places. And there's a Smith's store right there. All right, woo, that's cold. Up after a bit. I don't know if it's because I get used to the temperature or if it clears out the hose water, which is apparently a little colder than the water in the thing. Okay. A little soap. I use this body wash that Josh got me for Christmas, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. Still using it. I've used other stuff. I've been going through cheaper stuff. And then I hadn't been using Josh's stuff, but then I ran out of the cheap stuff. It kind of turned to water, honestly. It used to have color and smell. And then, of course, I leave it out in the elements. And it did. It just went clear. It was really interesting. Under the armpits. I've already done all my private parts. Okay, now we're going to do my hair. Usually start at the hair, put a little bit of it in there, and then do the armpits, and then I go down to my undercarriage, as they say. Oh. I have to do this on Monday night, and often Wednesday night. I don't have time on Tuesday night because, well, I guess I could take the time. And I've got a shower. I could take a shower at the temple. I just never have. I've always felt like I don't want to. I don't want to screw up a good thing. It looks like nobody uses those showers. And that's, it's like, I don't know if they want them used. I'm sure the people who clean the place would be very unhappy if they all of a sudden found out somebody was actually using the showers. But there's no sign saying don't use the showers. They're there. They haven't been blocked off or anything. So I don't know. I might get interested in it. Oh, this is nice. It's not really hot yet here. Soon it'll get hot enough. I don't care what temperature the water's going to be at. I mean, I'm still going to be cold because it's going to be, you know, water standing is pretty cold. It's in the 50s, I think, by nature. And, I really haven't done this in the winter time. So it might come in handy to have the temple. Oh. Okay. Oh my. All right. Out of my ears. But of course, I have neglected to get what I tend to try to use for a towel. I end up just using my shirt. A makeshift towel. Just because, it'll be nicer when it's warmer. It's still just the first part of May, and it hasn't quite gotten hot yet. The nice part is it cools off nice at night. Oh, I'm not sure I really got the soap off very well on my armpits. I hope I did it on my hair okay. You know, it really doesn't matter. Because almost everything is about smell. So, my glasses back on. Okay. I got these 20-liter jerry cans. 5 gallon jerry cans, but these are 20 liters because they were made for they were made by the Canadian military, and for some reason I forget where I was going. Lowe's put them on sale. Because it says Canada right there at the bottom. That's who manufactured them. And they're plastic. If it was metal, I might get warmer water. But it's plastic, and it's not bad. And I've got it kind of rigged up so it'll catch the sun a little. Not a ton, but a little. Oh. Whew. I don't know how good this is coming through at all. Oh. And I usually just let myself air dry because I have rarely seen this place without at least a half decent breeze. So dry off kind of fast, whether you want to or not. So we'll see how it goes ultimately, you know. Might change my bathing day to Tuesday when I'm at the temple. And then Thursday morning, found a couple of places nearby that actually have that have showers. The IPOC building, they're outside of the fence, outside of Kirtland too. It has a shower. I don't know when the doors are unlocked. That's the tricky part. And then 727. I got a call from a Sandia recruiter. Which is why I actually said, okay, fine, I'll interview. If somebody else thinks I might be well suited for it, who am I to dispute that? My tendency is to think really much, very little of myself. And that isn't just attitudinally. I mean, it isn't like false modesty, you know? I have gone for much bigger jobs than I thought I should really ever go for. And I did them. Now, you know, I said, can I tell you, there's a couple of times when that's happened that, I think my boss actually agreed that I wasn't working at the level they wanted. It was like, oh, I don't want to be that person, but you don't know that until you get there, you know? I'm going to put this on top of my clothes. Okay, I got to take all my clothes here, along with the phone. Hopefully not drop the phone. That would be very inadvisable. I'm on the side of the boat away from the neighbors who can see me, who could see me if they wanted to. And I'm buck naked. Coming inside the fence that I put up. Okay. And going in the bliss. I put it up around the inside edge. I put up hay bales. So it's about 18 or 20 inches taller than it used to be. And I mean, it gives you a whole lot more space. When you're dealing with the dome, the biggest issue is how quickly the walls start curving in. This particular version of this this dome, which was the cheaper one, this is called a 2V, which means it only basically has, well, it's got three levels. The next thing up is called a 3V. I don't know what the V, what the significance of V is, but it makes these things a lot taller. And you get a whole lot more room inside them. Because it's not already curving up. This one, you have to stand right in the middle, and there's probably a 3 or 4 foot square in the middle of this dome that that you can actually stand up in, that you can actually use, that isn't just a curve. So this new way of doing it, I've got a lot more space. I could easily put a queen size bed in here. Right now I've got a twin, and I could easily put a queen in here. You couldn't put much more in here, but you could at least do that, and you could still stand up around the edges of it. So I've got lots of spare space. I've been thinking I need to go ahead and get myself a decent chair to sit in here. At the very least, if not a little bit of a desk and a chair, so I can I can write. Okay. I've been naked this whole time. I've been putting away some of my laundry. Finally putting on some garments. And I actually need to arrange the tarp here at the entrance, which is where the bulk of the tarp is. This is actually a 24 by 30 tarp. And a 24 by 24 more than covers the entire thing. I've got my black tarp that I bought. It's kind of a discount. And a black tarp originally. Well, first I had polyurethane film. It was only 6 mil polyurethane film. So it wasn't very... It got torn up in the wind here. The winds here are just amazing. You know, people say in Tucum Carrier Clovis how windy it is. And you go, wow, guys, I could tell you some stories. You know, the wind comes screaming down the Manzano Mountains out of some of the passes up there. It just blows through here like woof, 70, 80 mile an hour winds, I guess. Anyway, so that kept getting torn up. It didn't matter how much I tried to patch it. I'd actually gotten how big was it? It was 25 by 50, So I split it in half. I saved half of it and used half of it to put over the... No, it was 25 by 100. And I split it into four pieces. This dome is actually... was actually conceived of to be a greenhouse in places that didn't... The wind didn't blow particularly bad. And... It's made to have a cover on the outside, but also you can put up another polystyrene film on the inside, and it does an insulation job. You know, there's that air pocket that gets created between those two layers. And it's, and that was how I did it the first time. Actually, that's how I did it both times. With that 100 foot, you know, I used 25 and 25 of it the first time. And, the first one just got picked up and taken away. I didn't stake it down adequately enough. I thought I had bought probably 10 50-pound sandbags, and I thought that would be enough weight to keep it down, and not even close. It picked up and got blown about 1,000 yards away. And of course, this happened, it happened pretty shortly after I built it. And when the second thing, which I tied down much better, and I've never had another problem with it wanting to be picked up and blown away. It got, then it was just the wind was tearing the polyurethane film off. It was just, I mean, it was ripping it to shreds, and it was like, well, shoot. And of course, well, it did okay for, it was decent for a few months, but it was also yellowing really fast. And when it yellowed, it got really, I think it was just getting really, really frail quickly. And so I'm not really, this time I've got a 12 mil, woven, fiberglass. It's more of a woven fiberglass than anything else. Although it is waterproof as far as I'm aware of. And I've got it over the whole thing. So if it rains, you know, it won't leak through. And I use... anyway, so after the second course of the six mil poly just was gone, I was just upset, and I said okay, and I found this 25 by 25 tarp, industrial tarp, made for tying down loads on semi tractor trailers, and I put that on the blister, and of course it was darker than pitch inside of it, and I just used it for storage until I finished the job at Socorro and took everything down and basically just walked away. But now I'm back, and this time I actually did it the other way. Instead of covering the top with the black tarp, I actually that's actually become my floor here. Now, I had to make it so you could get in to the actual thing. So I put one of the edges along the ground here in front of what I use as an entryway. And and I kind of made it so that on the east and the southeast, that's where there's very little of the black tarp. So that on the north and on the west is where the bulk of that tarp is. So it's kind of protected. On the west side, I really wanted to protect it from the sun. And can I be honest? I'm really, you know, I'm not sure how it's going to go in the summertime. But I get some good shade in here because a good chunk of the south, the whole south, southwest, two-thirds of the blister is covered with that, with the edges of the black tarp. And then about, oh, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. Maybe about a half. Yeah, I'd have to say it might almost be half and half. Anyway, and the whole thing is covered over with the new translucent cover. This thing's made for greenhouses, and they show you pictures of when you buy it, and after they put it up on that thing, they've got three or four really burly fellas up on top of the thing laying on the tarp that you put up there. And it's like, this is what I need. I need something that isn't going to get torn up so readily. I don't know how long it's going to last. We'll find out. And anyway, I've got these orange tie-down straps that go kind of over the top of this because that's one of my bigger problems. When you're putting this thing up, you're always fighting the wind here because there's always wind here and it doesn't really calm down very readily. And so I got these cheap, and they're bright orange, tie down straps for, and I decided to use them to put these things, to kind of keep the tarp settled down while I tried to tie down the edges so that I wouldn't have. The first problem I had was I came and I did some of it and I tried to make it secure. And boy, I tell you, I came back and it was not secure. It was still here, thank goodness, but it was wanting to do the parachute thing. It really was. So anyway, wow, it's already 8:30. I gotta read scriptures. And pray and read my Lightning Thief. And I think I'm going to, I've gotten a much better light this time around than I used to have. It does a good job. Anyway. I guess this is enough to talk about, say what I was doing. I went for a walk, took my shower. I'm pretty much dried out now. I'm feeling really good. Oh, you know what? Showers are the one most wonderful things. I camp. Cold camping. I don't have fires. And anyway. So. I guess I'll talk to you later. Bye.